Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got fooled. Vince McKee. When the Ignatius coach stepped down,
he put out
Highlands, again, Wadsworth, the Highlands right down the road. Highlands head coach is going to be the next Ignatius head coach. And what I didn't realize is it said, it basically in my own opinion,
whatever
three letters he used there. And so I immediately texted my brother, who's a football coach in the area, and I was like, whoa, Highlands coach. And then finally I had to sheepishly go back 5 minutes later and I actually read the whole thing. He said it would be a good hire. He didn't say it.
It's just an opinion piece.
No, I'm an idiot. I don't know how to read.
Yeah, they're not good at football, that Ignatius, right now.
Not now.
No.
Not until they get Highlands coach. Yeah,
people used to tell me all the time, they were a powerhouse at one point. Back in the Fanta days, the Mac Robinson days, they were a powerhouse.
People have said since Mac and Fanta left, it's not been the same.
Well, you know what it is? Coach Riz told me that they stopped taking vouchers.
Mm.
Killed the program.
I don't even know what any of that means.
Killed the program. Well, all the good players weren't able to come there anymore, and it killed the program.
That's a tough one.
But Coach Riz told me. I don't know. I don't do much with high school sports. You guys know this about me.
Is that like a rebate program?
Kind of. So what it is that, yeah, you get a lot of kids that aren't from the area that if they basically get to go to school at Ignatius or any of those other places for a very low cost, and now they don't take the vouchers anymore. So Ignatius' team just sucks.
I've heard the FBI frowns upon rebate programs.
All the good players are just gone.
If you spend enough money, they'll forget about it. But 216-474-0092.
It's like a roundabout way of giving a high school kid a scholarship is the point.
Mm.
Without saying we're giving you a scholarship for football, we're giving you a scholarship for football.
I've already lost interest. Paul DePodesta, out! Going back to Colorado. If we got confirmation, I'd really like confirmation. Or is Passan still playing hard to get here?
Passan's playing hard to get.
Passan's playing hard. So in the final stages of Paul DePodesta leaving the Cleveland Browns to go head up the Colorado Rockies, to talk about that, we're going to welcome in San Ignatius class of 2013. I'm not trying to age the man. It does say it in the thread there. John Fanta joining us on the Fan Hotline, Cleveland Zone, NBC Sports. What's up, buddy?
What is happening, guys? No shortage of activity, even after a bye week. Here we go.
Now, I do want to know, are you leaving NBC Sports to be the new Ignatius head coach?
Ooh, it's like a Woj situation. You could be like the St. Bonnie's GM. You could be like Ignatius's new GM and maybe get those vouchers back.
I am okay. Thank you very much. I am a proud Wildcat alum. I'm also, Ryan Franzinger is a very good family friend and a friend of mine. And so I hated to obviously see that the last couple of years did not work out because Ryan's a good man. He's going to continue to teach theology at the school. In terms of the football program, we have to be better. San Ignatius needs to be a force again. It's been way too long. I graduated in 2013. The last state championship was with Eric Williams, Tim McVay in 2011. And that's not good enough. It's not good enough. Chuck Kyle built a monster, but the fact is, what the program's been in recent years is so far from the standard that's been built for an 11-time state champion. So I'm very passionate about it. I know a lot of alumni are. This is a really important search. They've got to get it right because Ignatius football's got to get back on the map. Tired of being the doormat. It's time to get back on the map.
The standard is the standard. And by the way, a denial's the right way to go. Play hard to get. That's the way you do it, John.
How much are you willing to donate to the program, John?
I will absolutely look. I don't know what that number is, but I absolutely support. I will support Ignatius in whatever way. Look, you're talking to a.
My
grandpa
went there. NBC,
my
dad, NBC money's real, John.
Yeah.
That is enough. That is a bag. John, we are.
That was out of pocket.
Right now, I'm worried about formula and diapers and Dee Podesta. That's what I'm
on. Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, John. Don't run from it.
So this week, I've learned you don't like your high school. You don't like Italians, apparently.
I love my high school. I'm a proud Wildcat alum.
Not saying Italians.
What's going on here?
I love Italians, too. I'm making Nick Wilson dinner right now. I'm worried about having to pay for his freaking meal that I'm going to have to owe him because I'm sitting here as I'm talking to you guys, and when this news came out from Passan, I just thought to myself, man, and I bet Nick Wilson thinking that his whole back-end operation, because we never heard from the guy or saw him, like it's one of those bear in the woods things. Like I actually believe that his whole ideas would work, and that's why I'm the fool, I guess.
I am the bear in the woods. John, do you like the move? Sorry, I shouldn't say do you like the move. Are you happy that Dee Podesta won't be having his hand in the cookie jar in Cleveland anymore?
Well, to me, this is him beating the inevitable. You know, that's how I read the situation. He knows that the owner is now done focusing on the stadium and actually is starting to look at what's happening with the football team. And Jimmy Haslam, I don't know who is in his ear to what degree, but we do know that Paul Dee Podesta was in his ear. And Paul Dee Podesta somehow had this convincing hold over Jimmy Haslam. Paul Dee Podesta was with the Cleveland Browns for a not short amount of time. I mean, you're talking about the better part of the last decade, almost a decade in Cleveland for this guy. And, you know, to now go to the Rockies, I think he's beating what would have been the end for him. Does it necessarily mean it's the end for the other guys? I don't know the answer to that. Do I think that's the case? I do. I think that the Browns are going to hit the reset button because there's people out there who say that, no, that seats aren't hot for these guys. And to me, this is Dee Podesta has lost. I think he's trying to get out here, guys. And this is my theory. Haslam finally started to say, what's going on? You know, what exactly is happening here? And I think that Dee Podesta and Haslam lost their connection maybe in recent weeks, if not months. And Depo has been looking to get out. And this is his way of getting out. He's beating what would have been a firing. It's an optics move for him to take another job. And you're beating the reset. I mean, that's what my intuition says. I have not heard your show before I came on, so I don't actually know what you two have said about this. But that's my theory.
No, that's the right read. The right read is that it seems as if there's going to be a lot of changes. And Dee Podesta, while the baseball jobs are open, he's going to try to get a baseball job. And then he was able to land one. And so he took that opportunity, John.
Absolutely. He took that opportunity because he knows that things have run their course and that the current state of the organization is unjustifiable. I mean, there even Jimmy Haslam, I have to think, oh man, I hope you can't justify the current product in any way, shape, or form, guys. It is at a level offensively that as we talked about last week, is as bad as I've seen, I think as bad as you guys have seen. And Dee Podesta, it's amazing because to me, I think like the biggest brick to fall from a structure, like it's the first one. And this proves the idea that when a lot of people have asked the question of who is in control, who's really in control? And a lot of people had suggested the last decade that Dee Podesta is the one who has Haslam's ear more than anybody. I mean, he's stayed through multiple regimes. He's had this power and nobody ever really sees or hears from him, but it definitely felt like he had this pull on Jimmy Haslam. And maybe Jimmy Haslam just watched Moneyball and was convinced. I don't know the answer to that question. Neither was draft day. But what we do know, what we do know is that if our intuition is correct and that Dee Podesta had quite a bit of power, this is the first major smoke signal that says he doesn't want to have to be in the room again to, one, tell people they're fired, people that he probably likes. I mean, Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have been around a while. They would have had to get along to some degree for how long they've all been together. But the happy house, or what appears to be a happy house, it's finally breaking up. It's taken too long, but this is the first exit. And when there's one, typically there's multiple. And I think that this is a sign now. Like, I am so curious. I don't know if you guys are or not, but I am very curious to see Sunday what the body language of the team is, what the attitude of the team is, how the team comes off the bye week. Because if they come out and they lose another game away from home and are lifeless and are just not there mentally, the writing really goes to the wall. I mean, to me, Sunday for the coach, and some people may say, well, it's already past that. Nick, I don't know. I would welcome the argument. Sunday to me feels like if there's ever a chance for like a last breath or a last chance to show why you belong, that's what Sunday feels like to me. Does it feel that way to you?
I mean, you better win. I don't say you better win this game. This is as good of a chance as you has to have a win a game since the Miami game. Might be your best chance to win a game all season long, considering they just had a fire sale.
I mean, it's true. It's true, but now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now this happens, and you know, this didn't just occur. This has had to have come up during the bye week. I can't imagine, like, it's not coincidence here, in my opinion. Now, baseball season did just end, so we're in baseball transaction season and all that stuff. But, like, it does feel as though the perfect story, like, for a team, for an organization that's this poor right now, you had to think things were almost too quiet out of Berea during the bye week, during the deadline, during all that, to say nothing was going to happen. Well, it was the calm before the storm. I mean, this news comes out and all our phones blew up. And I'm sure yours did. My messages were from Browns Nation. Finally. Finally. I mean, this is a guy that really hung on for a long time and really did not have many fans. I mean, he hung on longer than the shelf life of people, even though he was behind the scenes. Like, Dee Podesta, the whole thought of him the last couple of years has been, oh God, if he has power, which we all think he does, it's really a sad situation, because he never had to answer for the problems. And I believe that he had a large say in a lot of matters, and he had the perfect job because he never really had to face people on those things. But you know, now it makes sense why the general manager did not talk during the bye week, in my opinion. I think this all lines up.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about, like, Andrew Berry finally just ducking his responsibilities there because he didn't want to deal with a Dee Podesta question that he would have to dodge. I do wonder, you know, we haven't spoken to Dee Podesta since 2022. I almost wonder if we as a collective should, like, do a GoFundMe to send Terry Pluto to Colorado to, like, ask questions or something, get some answers out of him in his introductory press conference for the Rockies.
You know what? We're talking about donations in this call, which this is why this call is always fascinating, because we've talked about unicorns. We've talked about movies. I think we've talked about dating once or twice. Now we're talking about a GoFundMe for Terry Pluto. Well, if we're going to start that, I will gladly give $50 to it. I mean, how much is a flight to Colorado?
Like, it can't be that expensive. $300
Yeah,
it can't be that expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but tariffs, guys.
It's like 1 hour of work for Ken Carmen. But, you know, I mean, we could, like, you know, piece that together and give to the GoFundMe. I mean, I am all in to give to the GoFundMe for Terry Pluto to go out to Colorado and ask Paul DePodesta, number one, where have you been? And number two, are you beating the rush of a fire, you know, a fire sale of its own in Cleveland? Which the answer is yes. We all know that answer. I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, it's just, this is so rare. Like, I can only, the New York Knicks do this with their executives. They never talk to the media. But, like, this is a really weird case of a guy who just was, appeared to have a lot of power, but we never really heard from. And this is the straw, you know, that breaks the camel's back to me. Like, the sign is, okay, change is a coming. And to the people who say, because I respect, you know, a lot of the people who have said this, but you guys have had them on your show, right? You've had people on your show that are in the know with the Browns, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. that have legitimately said they do not foresee the major changes that the three of us are talking about that seem rational.
That's Daryl Ryder every Monday and Friday.
Yeah, and I love Daryl. I would say, what's that?
Erase your phrase.
Keep going, John. It's okay.
Oh, I really, Daryl's a friend of mine. I mean, we text all the time and stuff. And what I would say to that is, and Daryl's in the know more than I am, but like, how could you possibly justify to your fan base bringing these people back? There's no justification for it. And there's very few in the history of professional sports at this point.
All right, John, real quick. You have some allegations to beat here, my friend. You already talked about the Italian stuff, and you love Italian people. We believe you, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, we do believe you love Big East basketball too. I don't know what that was about.
I married an Italian, and I'm craving Mama Santa's in Little Italy right now. Go ahead.
That's a very good misdirection there. Can you defeat these allegations though that you ditched us on Tuesday to record with Barstool that was released yesterday?
I understood, John.
I was genuinely stuck in the airport. I was in Detroit.
With the Barstool guys?
It's not what Big Cat told me.
No. I recorded with, pardon my take, on Tuesday night. I swear I would never.
What are you swearing on?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, you're not swearing on anything I've noticed, I see. You want to swear on Italian people?
I'm swearing on Mac Robinson's Wendy's Frosty High School card that he had. I'm swearing on that.
What about Ignatius football?
Yeah, sure, fine. Ignatius football. I'm swearing on that I promise you I did not ditch the appearance for you guys for them. I would never do that to you guys. You guys are in my calendar weekly.
I'll believe you this time. John, appreciate you, buddy. Talk to you next week.
I'm praying, guys. I am going to be at MetLife on Sunday in the rain.
Hopefully the play calling makes a difference for you. Yeah. Bye, John.
John Fanta there, San Ignatius guy, Cleveland's own NBC Sports. We'll have his reaction on Paul DePodesta going the way of the dodo, Colorado, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have been around a while. They would have had to get along to some degree for how long they've all been together. The happy house, or what appears to be a happy house, it's finally breaking up. It's taken too long, but this is the first exit. And when there's one, typically there's multiple.
John Fanta, NBC Sports, Cleveland's own potential Ignatius head coach candidate. We don't know. We didn't get to the bottom of it. He denied it, but Urban denied the Penn State rumors.
It's true.
Deny until you die or you get the job. One of those two things. But great stuff with John. And I think
he's definitely making more at NBC than he is being the Ignatius head coach.
With that attitude.
Definitely at NBC.
I don't know.
The Peacock? You kidding me?
Ignatius followers, look at Mac. Mac is so confident in his Ignatius brotherhood. He wants to fire back.
They got a lot of donors over there.
You're underestimating how much Fanta's. That was a big glow up for Fanta getting on the Peacock.
Oh, I'm not doubting that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's Ignatius money. Come on.
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
Whoa, it's Big East basketball. It's John Fanta. That's a lot of money.
It's Ignatius. It's football. That's a lot of money.
They just won one game this last year. You guys, you're talking about so much money.
Yeah,
exactly. And they've won a lot of money championships in the history of the program.
You can spend a lot of money and lose. Please see Jimmy Haslam's Cleveland Browns. Have some Senka.
Is that the state of Ignatius football right now, spending a lot of money and not winning?
Could be. Right. Who am I to say?
I'm just going to text John and ask him how much he's making. I'm sure that'll go over really well. We can get this answer. The Ignatius thing has got to be, that won't be hard to find out.
He might finally be willing to give up his real thoughts in Italians at that moment. Now, that being said, I think what's really interesting is not, is there something else to come? Because I think the common take, which is rat jumping off a sinking ship, that makes a lot of sense. It'd be weird if this move happened and then everybody else stayed. The question is, how deep does the cutting go? And so I'll ask you, what is more likely? Di Podesta goes and Stefanski goes, but Barry stays. Or Di Podesta goes, Barry goes, and Stefanski stays.
Stefanski going, Barry staying. And so the answer would be baked around the idea that Jimmy Haslam will have fallen so much in love with Andrew Barry that he feels like he no longer needs Di Podesta to be pulling the strings.
Mm-hmm.
And so like there's a world out there that exists. I don't think this is the world, but I'm just trying to answer the question. There's a world out there that exists where he thinks so highly of Andrew Barry and the draft class that he just pulled off and everything else that he feels almost as if Andrew Barry, going from being the youngest NFL GM when he was hired at age 34 for the Browns, has graduated enough to not need the golden parachute that he perceived Di Podesta to be. Like the blankets, the insurance blanket that he thought Di Podesta was, he doesn't need it anymore, and he can fly free without Di Podesta.
So the crony wars are over because Andrew Barry toppled King Di Podesta?
Basically, that's what that would be. Because I believe that Haslam thinks higher of Barry than I do Stefanski right now. And so I don't really see a world where this is like Di Podesta's gone. He also is convinced now that Barry's an idiot, and then Stefanski somehow is the one that keeps his job.
So I think you're right. And by the way, it's not even just the way you're setting it up, although you're right in that. I also think it's the NFL, where GMs tend to get multiple head coaches. As of right now, Andrew Barry has had one head coach, and I don't know that Jimmy Haslam feels this way, but they can sell it like, well, but now he's going to do this without interference. I just look at this and I go, I don't know. I think if we're going, all right, who should be fired? I think there's a lot more going against Andrew Barry than there is Kevin Stefanski. Kevin does have a playoff win, and yes, I do give it to him. Kevin has two playoff appearances. And Kevin, the Deshaun stuff was not his decision. It was Andrew Barry who came up, or somebody in analytics, Paul Di Podesta, that came up with a decision, and then Andrew Barry sold it. Kevin Stefanski got online. Like, I don't know. If we now remove the Di Podesta influence, I think I'd be more upset if Andrew Barry keeps his job and Stefanski's gone than if Stefanski keeps his job and gets to handpick his GM.
I can't stress enough, I would fire them both. But if you're telling me choose one or the other that I think Haslam would do, it would, because Di Podesta's now gone, it would lead me to believe that he would think higher of Andrew Barry than he does Stefanski, because I've always thought he thought higher of Andrew Barry. I think it's a long-term play with Barry, and he's almost seen like this graduation process with Barry, whereas Stefanski, we've just seen in the past couple years, get worse and worse.
By the way, the defenses coming in about Paul Di Podesta from the weirdest places.
Defenses?
Jack Duffin talked about three examples stand out of good things that Di Podesta did here. The McDermott over Hugh Jackson, not viewing Carson Wentz as a top 20 quarterback and wanting Stefanski over Freddie Kitchens.
Which is weird because Jack's not one of these guys that is like waves the pom-poms all the time either.
Well, but so I jokingly sent a GIF that said, abandon your God. And Real Xavier P said, nah, Nick, now I'm about to go Daryl.
You did Daryl. You did Daryl.
Y'all don't have someone to blame for every random thing. Yeah, I'd also say, like, you don't have the security blanket of, well, I don't know what he does. Here's what I know he does. Here's what Paul Di Podesta does. 56-99-1. That's all I need to say. Listen, Kevin Stefanski wasn't here during the tanking years, which, by the way, You didn't really pull off the landing on that one. Mm-hmm. You got real close. You had the talent. And then the guys that Dee Podesta wanted in here were the guys that helped screw the pooch on that. Right? Oh God. But Kevin wanted Paul wanted Kevin. You mean a sub-500 coach who's got one playoff win in 6+ years? I don't get this. Well, I don't know what he did. So how can we really celebrate this? How can you celebrate him having a job after 10 years? I don't get it. Xavier P, love you,
weird.
Buddy.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Jack, respect the hell out of you, man. You do a lot of good stuff with the cap. Respect the hell out of you. If your reaction to Paul DePodesta getting fired is, this is bad for the Browns, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing here.
Yeah, I don't see that either. I don't. If we're talking about which one stays, which one goes, are you reading anything into the idea that because Dee Podesta was the one that really went hard in the paint for Stefanski to get the job to begin with, you're always going to be beholden to people that you try to get jobs for and that you actually succeed in getting jobs for, that this would then open the door in regards to him getting rid of Stefanski as well, because the number one defender, it seemed like, of Stefanski at this point had been Dee Podesta.
Yeah, by the way, yes, for whatever reason. It could be that Jimmy wants a stronger-handed head coach, and Paul didn't want that because of Hugh Jackson and Freddie Kitchens and whatnot. I think that's another way, like another thing that builds into your philosophy there. 216-474-0092. Paul Dee Podesta is going to Colorado to run the Rockies baseball team there. Good riddance. Hallelujah. Bye-bye. If they end up keeping... Let's say they don't clean complete house and they keep either Barry or Stefanski. Who would you be more comfortable keeping at the end of the season? And when we come back, transparency. Hopefully that's a thing we get with Paul Dee Podesta, but hopefully it's a thing we get with Shador Sanders. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.